It's the Daily Talk Gronk. Show, episode 356. Who said the Daily Gronk Show?
On our yesterday's episode, our YouTube episode, Jordan wrote the Daily Gronk Show.
It is actually a good secondary name if we needed another name for the show.
The Daily Gronk Show. Mm. It is funny. We should just buy that domain, as we like buying domains. Well,
no, I've got
I didn't even like buying them. You buy them, but I feel like I've bought them. I mean, there is, you know, so I get the
the excitement,
the
out,
excitement
of
out of it. Mm. I tell you what, when you've got your eye on something
yeah.
to purchase,
yeah.
you really feel it.
As in, you feel it or you feel it?
Well, I feel the energy just oozing out of you, yeah. like the materialistic Josh just coming out, just like, if there's a few things in life that get me happy, it's technology
specifically. Do you
no,
think?
You don't actually buy that much stuff, but what you do buy is expensive
yeah.
and tech.
Yeah, yeah we've got some new audio stuff that we're working on.
Yeah, which we haven't bought it yet. So, but I think about.
But I've got the tingles because it's about to happen.
We book in a meeting this morning at 8 a.m. about this stuff, about yeah. the studio. And I just know I have to tread lightly mm. when it comes to you having your mind made up about buying something mm. and then me coming and seeming just because I'm like, what do you want?
Well, because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. So then any opposing view, it could just be like, what is it? Could be seen as you just don't know what we need. Not that you did that.
I think I was pretty good.
No, you were great. But but you may have noticed that I do tread lightly. So – you know, what's the case for us not getting it?
Mm.
No, because you put forward a case of yeah. why we should have it, but there should also be the case of why we shouldn't mm-hmm. have it.
And then it would just be me silent for a few seconds. I don't get what you're trying to say.
His voice changes, his lip trembles.
He's just like,
I just want to buy it.
It definitely reminds me of being a kid, just being obsessed with microphones, getting yeah. microphones, getting amplifiers. Like I had my eye on. Like an amplifier that would be designed for a guitar or something like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I had specifically so I could plug in
yeah.
a microphone and I could talk on it and it was yeah. booming.
So what I used to have this with was, and we've spoken about it, is like our mums, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe dads, but probably mm-hmm. mums have put in such an effort with us, driving us to fucking
yeah.
shops to check if it's in mm-hmm. stock.
Oh, definitely.
Because back then, I mean, you could call, we could look through the yellow pages, but there's nothing like getting into the store. So I remember my mum has taken to me to that many pet shops mm-hmm. just to look at the reptiles.
Cranbourne Music multiple
Is that
times.
Where you were?
Yeah, well, that was one that was sort of close by. But yeah. there was... I remember there was a time where I was so impatient that any time anything would come and it was getting delivered by UPS, I would keep a track of the order and I would just be like, fuck it. If I saw that it had arrived in Melbourne,
yeah.
I'd just rock up. I'm not even joking. I'd go, Mom, Dad, we need to go to UPS near the airport.
Yeah.
And I would actually pick it up because I knew that going to the suburbs, it would take him too long. It would take him at least 2 days to get to me.
You'd get to the dispatch centre. Yeah,
I literally, as soon as it's like arrived in Melbourne, I would like,
you mean you'd
I'd rock up.
Get mum to drive you.
Yeah.
How much effort have our mums put in?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I've got trust issues with shops because I think we are from that generation where we did go into store a mm-hmm. lot. And so I still like going to store. Yesterday, we needed some wood for a project we're working on, and I called.
Sounds better than it is.
It's just a plank of wood. It's very boring, to be honest. But uh-huh. I called and said, do you have this specific arming and arring? No, we don't. And I thought, I should just go there. I need to get out of the studio. I'll just go in there and see if they have it.
Mm.
Walked in, they have it.
Well, I get upset with the limiting belief that retail people will apply to me.
So they're always Tony Robbins here.
No, well, like if I go to this happened a couple of months ago, where I went into an audio shop, and I said, I want this thing, and the biggest bit of feedback is like, oh, you don't need this cheaper thing. They always want to go cheaper, smaller, shittier.
Mm.
I'm like, Mate, you don't understand the daily talk show and what we're doing.
I think the general vibe is everyone wants to save money. I'm talking to a mate at the moment about some, you know, stuff having done here at the studio. And it's all kind of, he definitely thinks we've got $0 to spend.
Mm.
And he doesn't know who my business partner is.
Yeah.
Because if he can spend, he'll fucking spend.
Though I think there's certain things that you can invest in.
No, I agree that we should spend because what we want done is something specific.
So and I stand by the mic arms.
Yeah. That's another purchase that
the mic arms
went
I would
through
say,
at 11:50 PM on a Friday night.
But it's going to be sick. What we are building in the studio is going to be epic.
I mean, Lewis Spears did say we have the best sounding looking podcast. Didn't specifically say anything about the content.
Yeah.
He's just talked about the, you know, the output. But it does have something to do with your manic behavior when it comes to technology and you being in the music store when you're fucking 12.
Well, I think I'm also maybe a little bit on the spectrum based on we had Jay Mueller from Bad Producer Productions here the other day. And
you wouldn't want to be slapped by Jay, would you? His hands are about 7 meters long.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be hit in general.
No, I reckon, oh, yeah, definitely. Just want to be hit. He's a 7 foot bloke.
Yeah, he'd grab you by the neck. But no, I realised, like I was showing him the studio and I got to the point where I was up and showing him how we get our internet from the other building. I was just like, Jay doesn't give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
I get too much into the technical stuff.
We've got a meeting today about a video with a client.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to tell him where the internet comes from.
Yeah, but there is something cool about it that's coming from an apartment block.
Is there?
And I said, you know, 75 megabits up and down. It's
I mean, it's like when you say SEO juice, no one understands firstly what SEO is, and they think it's a smoothie by the time you've said juice. Well, they think it's juice, they think it's some kind of, you know,
it's got search engine optimization.
No, I know it's very important, it's what most people are missing. But no one really, the reason it's missing is because no one knows what the fuck it is.
It's interesting. Yeah, I'm surprised more people don't think about it.
Well, I think for instance, when you search someone's podcast, if you have one, if you can't find it within the first search, so whatever the name of your podcast is, Akimbo, if it doesn't come up at the top,
it's SEO.
There's something wrong. Yeah. You're missing some juice.
Yeah.
And you need, you've been juice cleansing.
Yeah.
So you've got.
I'm a juice dealer from an SEO point of view.
I mean, it's lots of people made a lot of money out of, you know, you going to companies, setting up a business, you go to the company, they do it all for you. Because it's tough. Yeah. It's tough, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought maybe there's a, could be a segment called Confessions of a Gronk.
Okay. Okay.
I think we all have some confessions
and is
of
this,
gronky behaviour.
You being a gronk?
Yeah, well, I mean,
because we did a whole segment yesterday for 10 minutes on Latitude Finance.
Nah.
I reckon that could come under that.
It wasn't my
category.
Confession. I still think they fucked up the date.
Okay. Anyway.
No, but yesterday I was at the gym. Just wanted to get your vibe on if it's something I need to repent my sin, my gronk sin. I wore jeans while training at the gym.
Yeah. No.
No?
Yes. I mean, I can't judge anything based on, I'm not in the field. I can critique you on SEO. I don't feel comfortable critiquing your gym stuff.
I mean, they're not optimal training clothing. And I mean, I've always looked at other people. So I think the reason I've identified it as a little gronky move is that I've looked over at dudes. It's not something girls do. Like, I think it'd be too uncomfortable. Like, a lot of girls' jeans are so tight.
It's also
like
more planning maybe that they do as a general rule.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been guys from my knowledge that I've seen. But, yeah, I was wearing jeans.
You can do cardio? Over,
nah, no cardio.
Treadmill?
It's very much just upper body. Just getting my back, lats, so traps.
So you felt a bit self-conscious?
Well, I was thinking about it because, you know what, I think when you've judged somebody else and then you're in the moment where you're that guy, it's like,
you're more triggered by it because you realise that you've been on the other side making fun of those people and now you are that person.
Any gronk behaviour, you two boys, 3D deal?
What are we calling this segment?
Confessions of a Gronk.
Confessions of a Gronk.
Yeah, who's being a Gronk lately?
Maybe a once a month.
Oh, Gronk move yesterday. Dylan and I both did this.
Okay.
The bin upstairs, Tommy took the bag out.
Yeah, and I also left and put all the rubbish, all you Gronks, I took out both the bins. I undid the bin that was like overflowing in the kitchen there. and I left because I was going downstairs and fucking I get in this morning and some Gronk has left something on top of the bin. Which Gronk was that?
What was your first confession. What was it?
On top of what bin?
On top of the bins.
And what was it on the bin?
It was the egg holder. I bought 3D Dill some Cadbury cream eggs and it was just the egg holder on top of the bin. I was like,
egg holder? What do you mean?
You know, like the box of eggs. So it's like a, it was a present.
The tin.
The tin of eggs. Okay. Egg holder. It was silly.
That would have been me because I'm the one that ate them all.
But yeah.
But the other thing, can you recycle that? That's the question.
I don't know.
So anyway. It was ready for the bin and there was no bin bag in there.
Anyway, so the Gronk move was that after you took the bin out, we didn't even notice.
I didn't notice because I was in the washroom, I think, when you took the bins out.
And so we both just walked over to the bin and just threw rubbish in there. And then we realized what we did and just left it.
You left it?
It just left it.
So what's happened right now?
There's rubbish.
I put the bag back in.
Okay. There's rubbish in the bin without a bag. And then Dill put...
But did Dill...
I took the garbage out of the bottom.
Okay, I was going to say, Gronk moved putting the bag.
No, you know what, guys? We're Gronks in recovery. The fact that you guys both acknowledge that there was no bin bag
in the moment, as soon as you put it in there, you're just like, oh.
You're like, oh, shit, I did that.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you've made amends.
We've rectified the issue, yeah.
Admin-wise, Mr. 97, yesterday, what's being shipped?
Oh, the patches.
Okay.
The patches are out.
Are the squeegees out yet or no?
No.
Oh, no, we're holding off.
Yeah, we're holding off.
Okay. The squeegees are coming very soon.
This is the squeegee caring cult, if you're not across it.
Mm. Which we spoke about for the first time, I think, in January.
Yeah.
Is that when?
Yeah, probably.
Really January.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Fuck. End of January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had the stock for what? Nearly about four weeks?
Yeah, about a month.
28 days.
Waiting for the time to be right.
Mm.
Yeah. And so we've sent out a bunch of patches, so they should be arriving very shortly, mm-hmm. which is fucking exciting.
We are... doing the 360 episode. I spoke about this yesterday.
Yeah. Could be a clusterfuck filming episode 360 of the Daily Talk Show in 360.
Mm-hmm.
So the 360 camera. I've never personally used one. A lot of them are shit.
Yeah.
I haven't quite nailed it. It's been there's been a big gap between the camera and actually editing this thing. And so now a lot of the editing programs have offered it up as part of an internal, you know, operation.
So you've got more fear than I do on the whole thing, but
I know what a wheel like. It's pretty obvious what a wheel like. It's pretty. I mean, they're not super high definition, but it'll be 3D. I think the gimmick factor of it is what I like about it. So it'll be
they're not 3D.
Sorry, no 360. Sorry, you'll be able to see us in 360. Which
I just wanted to see Tommy on the episode 360 with 3D glasses on, being like, it's not fucking working.
Do you remember the shitty ones you'd get that were like paper, white rim, and then just like red and blue?
Bree and my TV have that.
Your current TV,
yeah.
God, that was such a fail when 3D TVs came out. Such a useless. Useless thing.
Well, I could never see the 3D because of my eyes.
Ah, what, your glasses?
Because I've got like a, I think I've got like a semi-lazy eye.
I mean,
not that lazy, not as lazy as the boys when it comes to the bin.
Mr. 97's colorblind. I wonder if that would play into it because you're looking through. What color are you colorblind? I mean, you don't know.
It's slightly red and orange.
Okay, so red is one of the main colors on the glass.
That's why
colorblind. It's just. You're subtle. It's subtle.
Yeah, but you still can't. You can't be in the police force or the army.
Oh no, I couldn't be in the army.
No.
That's why Mr. 97 was so anxious at the airport because we were looking for a red hat for 3D Dill. Was that part of it? Was there a little bit of it? Were you like,
no.
So you don't have to worry about. No, if I said, "Where's a red car?" Red,
like you can see the red recording button. Like
But can you?
Well,
is it a brown? Is it? I guess it's hard to explain, isn't it? Because you've always seen it that way. How would you describe that colour?
It's like a light red.
Of course he would describe
it. But what's red?
But he knows how to see red. How do you even know you're colourblind? That's a...
You go to the optometrist. Yeah.
But what do they say to you? How do you work that out?
They just do a test. Yeah. They just do a colour test.
You can get... There's a book and it has... they basically make the numbers the colour.
Yeah.
And so if you are... if you're all clear, you can see the number in the colour.
In the circle. There are little dots. Amy, yeah, I can't see any of those.
Amy said to me, and this is just hope. I mean, you almost hope for it to be the reason Bodhi doesn't know colours yet, but he's only 2.5. Mm-hmm. But he's not really that savvy with colours. Like, he's getting better. Green means go. Red, stop. You know, he knows all this stuff.
That's good.
And so he's getting much, much better. He's still very young, but Amy was like, maybe he's colourblind. We're coming up with the excuses for him.
Not worth it. But so the 360 thing, the reason that I'm bringing it up is two things.
Yeah.
Can I announce where we're trying to record the episode?
Oh, I mean, it's an announcement.
I love a premature announcement.
It's definitely premature.
Go. What's your announcement?
Oh, it's not my announcement because I wouldn't announce it unless it was locked in.
I think it's fine.
Oh, we want to try and record an episode.
That's not how you start an announcement.
But it's not an you can't have. It's not solid. It's not rock solid.
But this is the limiting belief.
It'd
stuff.
Be like saying, guys,
I'm going to write a book, and it's happening.
No, yeah. So this is empty promises. Come back when you've written the book, then release it.
Just do it like an announcement. Do it like how I would do it.
You mean? With empty promises?
No, with confidence that it will get done.
We are recording episode 360 of the Daily Talk Show from the radio studio that I worked in for 2 years in Shepparton.
Wait a second, have you even asked anyone yet?
No, not yet. But this is what would be the announcement if we did get it across the line.
Like the cockiness. I think you should. I actually. Hearing you say it, I think you should ask before we announce it. So we'll cancel the announcement for now. But the plan is, if we can, that would be ideal.
Both the guys are cringing at your silly comedy. I can see it in their eyes.
Do you think it's funny?
Yeah, it's silly.
I was just laughing at the response that you didn't get.
What do you mean?
As soon as you said it, everyone went dead silent.
Because you were silently laughing.
If you're a comedian doing stand-up, silent laughing
is high up on the laughing.
That's called being optimistic, that the crowd's
that's
silent
all we can be.
And they're laughing inside.
Talking optimistic, I wasn't the one that just made an announcement with not that much info. Silent laughing? No, that didn't even hurt.
So
360... 360 camera. Yeah. We're trying to work out how we're going to get access to a camera.
Yeah, we don't have it. You could probably buy one at JB Hi-Fi. They're pretty cheap these days. Maybe Ozbargain. You know what? Aldi. Aldi would probably fucking sell a 360 camera. They sell drones and shit. But look, we don't want to. We've got contacts. We've got hookups.
Do you remember 3D Deal? What was the one that I suggested that you buy?
Oh, it was...
Is it like the
Deal buys?
It wasn't a DJI one.
No.
A drone or a 360 camera?
It was a 360 camera.
Fusion. Is it
GoPro? No, it wasn't GoPro Fusion.
They're pretty cool.
It was like one that everyone sort of, the main one that people are using.
It was like an Insta 360. Is that it?
It's not by Kodak. Let's see. So anyway, Trev messaged us.
Trev Long.
Who is he officially a... Oh, friend of the, we've got to mention the friend of the show thing.
Fuck, should there also be a friend of the show policy where you have to meet them in real life, not just on the internet?
We've had enough virtual conversations with Trev.
Yeah.
We're going to call it verified Gronk is what we're thinking of going
for. A verified Gronk. Well, look, he's been on the show a shitload of times, twice from overseas. Mm-hmm.
He's done us a solid. He's actually been on the podcast when he was at an Apple event, like just off an Apple event and gave us all the details.
Well, you know, probably Channel 9, all the radio interviews he does.
And then us.
And now he's
and
back
so,
on the show.
So now he said to us that he might have something that we can use.
Okay.
So we'll give him a call.
Yep.
That's working.
He knows we're calling? Does he know we're calling?
I texted him because we're mates.
Did he respond?
Yes.
Okay. You can let it go to voicemail.
He's putting in his Bluetooth piece.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, Trev.
Well, g'day.
Hello, mate.
What was the delay on picking up? Were you putting in some Bluetooth earpiece or something? Or?
Man, I was just finishing up a radio spot, actually.
Okay.
Oh, great. Were you? What were you doing?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Tuesday mornings, that was 2ST Nowra.
Mm-hmm. Nowra.
Very exciting. It's one of my regulars on a Tuesday morning.
Where's Nowra?
That's on the New South Wales coast.
I'm surprised we didn't, cross paths, Trev, when I was in Shepparton. You would have been great.
I'm filthy. You know what I'm filthy about? I'm filthy you never used me on the Shepherd and Breakfast show as your tech expert.
Did you? Have you ever done Shepherd and Brekkie shows?
No, I don't think. Oh, do you know what? I might have, actually, because Apple events, I often do some crazy regionals. So, yeah.
I'm just remembering we had a list of people that we wouldn't be able to use.
you would have had, like, I reckon I saw your calendar one year. You would, like, have 40 spots or something in a day, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, next week, WWDC in San Jose, I've probably got 15 booked already for Tuesday morning, and I'll probably end up doing like at least 28, 30 radio spots across the morning.
Do you have any indication of what they're actually going to be announcing at WWDC?
If I knew, I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. I don't if know you at told all. Me, you'd have to. You would only kill me if you told me, though, right?
No, I'd kill you just if I knew. Like if I knew,
just a massive
next level stuff.
Exactly. No, please don't tell Trevor.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just read the rumor sites like you do.
Trev, usually we rope you into things, but you've kind of roped yourself into this.
Well, you've put yourself out there by saying that as the tech expert within our group, you may have access to 360-degree camera equipment.
Well, I'm somewhat disappointed, Josh, that you didn't think of this, to be honest. I've got probably six 360 cameras.
Really?
I've used so many over the years, 360 Fly, Samsung. But I reckon the one that you guys should go with is the GoPro Fusion.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
Better quality. Mm-hmm. It uses two SD cards, so it kind of records 180 on one SD card, 180 on the other, and then you use your editing software to bring it all together. And it's epic, like really, really, really cool.
Have you successfully done it from a post? Like, what's the post production like on this thing?
Personally, not on the GoPro, but here's how I know you'll be able to do it. A, because you're not stupid, but B, my brother-in-law runs a charter boat on Sydney Harbour, and he used it on like New Year's Eve or something.
Yeah.
Now he's pretty savvy, but he's certainly not, you know, at our level. So he absolutely smashed it out. I think what you do is you use the GoPro app to basically ingest it all, create the content, and then you take it and use it how you want to use it in your file. So I wouldn't. You know, you were talking the other day about like just using this and then, you know, you wouldn't need the others. Mm-hmm. The quality of the vision for the single frame wouldn't be good enough to, I think, have your standard YouTube channel replaced by this as your fixed shot and then 360 is an option.
Yeah.
This is just a nice little kind of behind the scenes, nice to have extra video, I think.
Well, Tommy just announced before we got onto your call that we're actually going to, hopefully, after we get approval from the relevant people, we're going to try and do the 360 episode in Tommy's old studio in Shepparton.
Wow. Well, that involved Latitude Finance, or have you been flagged there in Shepparton as well?
Yeah, we're actually leaving. The reason we're going to Shepparton is just to hide out for a bit. but the so the next question from an admin point of view, do you have access to your GoPro Fusion? Can we use it? What's the deal with Express Post? How can we make it happen?
I found it in the EFTM toolbox. Mm-hmm. We have a large King Chrome toolbox, which I spent a lot of money on. Has no tools in it, only gadgets. I found it already. It's in my hand right now. You can provide your own SD cards.
Perfect.
I've got Express Post envelopes here in the office because that's how official like we are here.
Yeah. Are we? You should have seen how long it took us to get envelopes for all of our stickers and stuff.
But it's also the kind of behavior that the same office would have a fax machine.
Yeah, have you got a fax machine, Trev?
No, I don't. But if someone wanted to send me a fax, I reckon I could set up a pseudo number online pretty quickly. There's some pretty cool fax services on the internet. But no. And I think what I'll do is I'll send two packages and I'll ensure there's some merch there for 3D deal.
Amazing.
Maybe even Mr. 97 because he missed out on the early run. But
oh, yeah, he did the lanyards.
Got new merch. It's way better than just sending iron on patches. Yeah.
Mate, we love it.
The slight problem with receiving merch is Josh gets FOMO and then we'll probably make some purchases that day on
the Daily
extra
Talk Show
merch.
Version.
Yeah.
Well, TJ.
Yeah, well, I've got bottles, hats, lanyards, pens, and luggage tags. So good luck with the big media company budget.
Well, we're actually just talking about my spending habits. What is a dumb purchase or something that you've been excessive with, Trev, in the past year? What's the dumbest thing that you've bought?
An office? Probably, you know, renting an office is pretty excessive, given I don't really have a proper business. Yeah, I don't buy a lot of stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
I don't buy a lot of stuff.
You can also say it's for work, though. That's the problem with what we do. I mean, or it's genius because we've just been able to create something that allows us to...
No. See, the genius is genius. Maybe at your end, but it's more so at mine because I can buy something, take it home. My wife sees it, uses it, whatever. She thinks it was free. She thinks it was sent to the office. Yeah. You see, because she assumes everything I get is free and sent to the office to review. Yeah. So she has no real say over.
You haven't been given anything free for 2 years. She's just been buying it all. She doesn't know.
Yeah, we have no money left, but I bought everything. Yeah.
Do you guys have a shared bank account, or are you running your own accounts over there?
No, I have a business account, so she's got no idea what's going through that.
Yeah,
perfect. All right, Trev. Well, yeah, if you could send, that was a very evil laugh. If you could send it via our PO box, because I'm trying to get some value out of my PO box.
Yeah,
I will. I've got things to do today that involve going very near to an express post. I will do it this morning.
Oh, great.
And you should theoretically have it tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you, Trev. And we've been liking the two blokes talking tech on the. The video as well.
I'm not sure we're going to continue the video.
Why? A bit hard?
It's a lot of extra effort, isn't it? I mean, podcasting is so easy.
But I love, like, I do every single time you've done a video, it goes up in my subscription feed on YouTube and I'll press play. But I don't know if that's a reason alone to do it.
Josh just watching.
For you? No, it's not. I want to reach more people.
Have you had good feedback on it?
Yeah, absolutely great feedback. People love the difference. People love seeing it, but I just don't think. You know, when you look at numbers, it's just not like it's a lot of extra effort for the numbers. That's all. So we'll give it a few more goes. We'll see how we go. But all good.
Yeah. We get like 40 views on a YouTube video and we're still.
We're playing the long game, Trev.
We're all in the long game. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Trev. We're looking forward to getting the 360 camera and doing it live from, or not doing it live. We're recording it in Shepparton. Yeah. Have a good one at WWDC. Let us know how it goes.
Boys.
Catch you, mate.
See you, buddy. Oh, that's nice.
That's epic. That's a great solution.
Yeah, the Fusion. I've always wanted to play around with this.
Should we get me on a skateboard with it?
If you want to also have footage from the hospital, then yeah. I'm worried. I just don't want you. I've got vision of you breaking an elbow. But on a skateboard. Because it's such a thing.
That's why I think surfing could be a good one for me.
I've got visions of you drowning.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you got a board, I think it's a lot more safe.
We don't live by anywhere that you can surf regularly. So it'd be so hard for you to actually get good at it. Okay. That's the problem with living in Melbourne. It's like if you live in Bondi, we could go surfing every afternoon.
Is Nobby is good?
Knock off.
So where 3D Dill and I went with the Penguins. There are a bunch of people where the view is of the Penguins. Mm. There's people surfing.
Yeah. It's Phillip Island. It's the ocean. It's the real ocean. So there's waves. I mean, people surf anyway. I've surfed in the fucking Sydney Harbour.
Unique scenario.
Yeah, it's very unique. But I've surfed in the bay when it was really windy.
We'll put the YouTube link in.
Surfing in the Sydney Harbour.
You've done that as a video.
That was fun.
We're not doing the patches with reviews.
No longer.
No, like it's no longer happening.
Well, we do periodic we open the gates to merch, free merch. And so we did a long run of them. We got a heap.
So Kyle Dundas has technically missed the patch run.
He got a sticker run though.
Okay.
Kyle is great.
Okay.
Love you, Kyle.
And so Kyle has said in his Apple podcast review, if you're at all interested in the digital marketing space, this is the podcast for you. Not only do Tommy and Josh share plenty of banter with Mr. 97 and 3D Dill, they continually deep dive into all areas of digital marketing with industry leading guests. Mm. I feel like it's such a nice review. I don't know if you came here for digital marketing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I kind of, it was talking to Andrea Clark, career CEO. She's written a new book, Future Fit. But speaking with her, and when you asked her about, you know, how would you explain yourself? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, she revealed to us what we all feel, that in some moments there's some anxiety around what do I answer in this moment? And beyond that, it's like understanding who you're talking to and what's relevant to them about, you know, because if she's in front of corporates, she knows what she does. Yeah. If she's in front of us, she knows what she does. But when you're just at a party and some guy says to you, what do you do? Oh, what's the daily talk show about? And it's like, I need to have a thought process of what's this guy into? Like I had this situation over the weekend at Amy's sister's party and this guy was talking to me.
What was the party?
It was just a birthday party, her 29th, I think it is.
Where'd you go?
It was just at her house. And so Bodie, Amy and I went over there for an early sort of visit out by 7 because Bodie's going to go to bed.
What time did you get there?
Got there at maybe 5:30. It was a horrible night, raining, and so it was nice to be inside, really.
Yeah.
And anyway, got sidetracked. But I had this moment where someone was like, oh, you do a podcast. Like we can easily say it's a daily show. You know, we record every single day. It's with my mate Josh, my business partner. And so, but then I think for anyone ever asked about what they do or what their thing is, I think it's probably a bit remiss not to think about who that person is and why they'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Or you just have a blanket statement.
Well, I had someone that was sort of like someone at a party who was like much older. And he listened to quite like ABC or what. He's like, oh, yeah, ABC has great podcasts. He says, Brianna tells me that you've got a podcast. I'll download it and listen.
At 14 if you're...
Yeah. Well, I was like, I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, cool. But I don't know who our audience is.
Well, I think you can definitely build something without having all the answers. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're seeing so many people communicating with this show, it's fucking awesome, and they get it, and if they can't explain it, I don't quite know, but they're feeling it.
Well, I've been trying new strategies on how to get new audiences to the show.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
And so last night, I decided to do my own investigation, similar to what Latitude would have been doing with the finance stuff.
Yeah.
And so I went on to LinkedIn. And I tried to find every person who worked at Latitude Finance in the fraud department. And then I cross-checked that with their Instagram accounts and followed them all.
So you're trying to find Stephanie?
Yes.
Which our fraud account manager.
I think that it's not – her name is not Stephanie.
Yeah, fake name.
There was a Sandy, followed Sandy. Could be Steph. If it's you, let us know.
I mean, this fraud case has been upgraded to a stalker case.
Well, that's why I slightly got worried. I was
Sorry, bro, it's free for all. But you can add who you want.
But if I follow a bunch of them, I wonder if they're going to have to deal with it. Like, I was wondering if there's like a team whip and being like, hey, just so you know, I've been added by these guys.
Mate, I've been at the head of an investigation. Remember when in Shepparton we were trying to find the hot cop of the GV?
That's right,
And then we got a call from the constable saying, drop the hunt.
Yeah. Hashtag do you know Thomas Jacket, which I think is definitely a segment that we could continue.
Anyway.
So we're going to do a few live shows, as in remote shows.
Yeah. Next week because we've got a production.
What are you laughing at, Mr. 97? No, you're
just a bit tired, Josh.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired. Yeah,
and we've got a big day ahead, so big day ahead. Let's wrap this up. Right. See you tomorrow, guys.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email.
Yeah. Do you think Trev knows the PO box? We didn't give it to him.
Yeah,
over the
PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. If you want to send us any mail, that would be appreciated. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow.
We'll do. Bye. See you guys.